Welcome back to Be Inspired, your ultimate resource for finding inspiration so we as a collective can live consciously and creatively in a rapidly changing world. This podcast episode is an empowered journey, one where we explore how to live more fully and more in alignment with who we really are. I'm your host, Francesca, and today's conversation is really about making what seems to be impossible, possible, and not through magic or wishful thinking, but by deeply manifesting what you believe to be true. We're diving into the power of insight and the benefits of positive belief, and how to apply this energy into your everyday life. So let's break things down into bite-sized bits of information, let's say into three segments. And we'll start with the first segment and call it belief is the birthplace of possibility. We can start with this. Nothing changes until we believe it can. Think about that for a moment. Just let that sink in. What have you told yourself is impossible? Is there a goal you're working towards that's become a challenge and now you're stuck? Is it finding love again after heartbreak or landing that dream job that lights your soul on fire? Or maybe it's healing from a past that still lingers in your present. Well, here's the truth. The things we consider impossible often stem from limits we've accepted as fact. But beliefs are not facts. They're just thoughts that we have practiced in our mind over and over again until they've become our truth. Manifesting starts by rewriting our story, by rewriting that truth. And when we believe something is possible, when we truly believe, we begin to open doors that weren't visible before. We begin to see new solutions and make new connections with new people. And we feel that shift inside ourselves. I've witnessed this firsthand in my own life, moments when saying yes to possibility that invited in what once felt unattainable. But it starts within, and it starts with a decision to believe in more. And I remember someone telling me not so long ago that it is okay to want more as well. Segment two, let's call this the benefits of believing in the impossible. So what happens when we start to believe that what we desire is possible? Well, we start to expand and our confidence increases. And then we become more open to opportunities. And then we start to feel more empowered to take action. That's what happens when we start to believe that what we desire is possible. It's positive insight. It's the kind that says, I'm worthy of this. This is for me. And it changes our vibration. It attracts people and experiences aligned with that energy. And you know, science supports this too. It's studies on neuroplasticity that show what we focus on reshapes our brain. So the more we believe something is possible, the more our thoughts, our habits, and actions align with that belief. And that's how transformation begins. And the best part? It ripples. It has that ripple effect. And I believe I made a podcast not too long ago called The Ripple Effect. When you start living in possibility, others around you start to take notice because you then inspire them to rise because your light gives them permission. gives others around you the permission to shine. And in our third and final segment, let's talk about applying manifestation to daily life. And we can talk about how to apply all of this in your day-to-day. So let's think about five practices to make manifestation a part of your lifestyle. We can start with number one, setting a morning intention. Begin each day with a powerful I am statement. It's a very simple exercise and it's one that truly works. I actually remember making this daily intention for and with my daughter when she was very young. She was quite small and it was something I wanted her to recite every morning when she got up and every night before bed to have positive thoughts in mind. And it read something like, I am lovable, I am capable, I am courageous and strong, I am proud to be me, and so on and so forth. And this is something that you can do as well. You can write out, I am worthy, I am capable, I'm attracting everything I need to succeed. You can write it, you can speak it. My personal favorite, and I've heard many I am statements, but this one I really love. It starts with, I am a millionaire because I dared to see myself that way before anyone else did. I just think that's brilliant. So with these positive and powerful I am statements, speak it aloud and let it set the tone for your day and speak what you want into existence because you know it to be so. So that's number one. And number two is visualizing with feeling. Okay, so take 5 minutes, close your eyes and see the life you want as if it already exists. So engage your senses, feel the joy, the gratitude, the peace. Your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. So use that to your advantage. Number three is to act as if. Embody your future self. How would you speak to your future self? How would your future self dress and make decisions? If you already were the person who had what you're manifesting, what would that future self be like? So start being that person right now. And number four is to release what doesn't serve you. Old stories, limiting beliefs, draining habits, let them go. You can even write them down and burn them on a piece of paper. You can have that symbolic release if that's what you need. But it opens up energetic space for the new to enter. Very much the same as decluttering. And number five is to trust the timing. Manifestation isn't about control. It is about alignment. So do your part, but let go of the when and how. Don't limit yourself by constantly thinking of the when and the how. Just trust that the universe, spirit, God, whatever it is that you believe, just trust that it's working on your behalf. And my final thoughts before wrapping up this episode, here's what I want you to remember. The impossible is just the unproven. It becomes possible the moment you believe in it more than you believe in your fear. So ask yourself, what impossible thing am I ready to believe and speak into reality? Write it down. Speak it into existence. And take one aligned step today, no matter how small. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. And if this episode sparked something in you, please share it. Share it with a friend who needs a little encouragement or this reminder today. And if you haven't already, please subscribe because it helps our message grow. Until next time, stay rooted, stay radiant, and remember to always be inspired. You were born to make the impossible possible.